been going on for decades now. The United States of America has been under a full-scale third world invasion that's like nothing that we have ever seen before, both here at home and abroad. And over the course of years, tens of millions of illegal alien invaders have just walked right over America's borders, where the red carpet is then rolled out for them. They're given a free pass to do whatever the hell they want to do with little to no repercussions at all whatsoever, because they're a protected class. Our own government, which is supposed to serve us, just flat out refuses to stop these people. NGOs like the government-funded Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, yeah, they traffic these people all over the United States and use them as weapons to ruin community after community after community and create the set of circumstances that's necessary for these invaders to start shitting out anchor babies, plugging themselves and their family members right into the U.S. taxpayer-funded welfare system for the rest of their lives. This country's immigration system, which is more like an invasion system, it's a complete and total disaster. And for more than 8 years now, the American people have been told on repeat that there's only one man who can fix it, and that's President Donald J. Trump. Now, just for a second, just for a moment here, put all of the AIPAC money and backroom deals and years of backstabbing, put that all to the side, and just think about this. When you talk to the average American voter, especially one whose hometown has been ravaged by this invasion and turned into a shell of its former self, then you'll really quickly realize that millions of Americans voted for Trump for the sole purpose of ushering in mass deportations and taking our country back from these third world savage marauding invaders. But of course, that's yet to happen. And at the rate that things are going, people are starting to wonder if these mass deportations will ever happen. Yeah, there's been a couple of high-profile deportations. There's been some MS-13 gang members, you know, sent back to their home countries of El Salvador and then tossed in prison. And then there's been this illegal alien, this MS-13 gangbanger and occupier of Maryland called Kilmar Garcia, whose wife told the court that he beat the hell out of her. But now, all of a sudden, we're supposed to believe that he's some great guy who invaded our country but belongs here anyways and who's been wrongfully deported by the Trump administration. That's just the tip of the iceberg with that story. But the point that I'm trying to make here is that this is one lone deportation that has taken up so much airtime, so much bandwidth in the fake media, that it's actually now tricked people into believing, into thinking that a whole bunch of these animals are getting kicked out of our country, but they're not. When Trump first came into office, there were U.S. military C-130 planes and pilots ready, willing, and able to send these invaders back to where they belong. But after just a few flights, Trump canceled the C-130s indefinitely. And now the government is trying to tell us they don't have enough resources to conduct mass deportations. Well, they had the planes and the pilots on day one. So what the hell happened? Maybe they sent them all elsewhere to fly troops and supplies to the Middle East and get ready to go with war with Iran for Israel. We really don't know. We probably never will, because nothing about this has ever been straightforward. So we have to go with what we do know. And what we do know is that the mass deportations that we were promised, they have not come to fruition, and they don't look like they're going to. There are at least 40 million invaders occupying this country right now. And to get their people the hell out, we need thousands of them rounded up and put on planes every single day of this Trump administration, and we needed it on day one. So you got to ask yourself, like, is it too late? Trump, even if he decides that suddenly he wants to follow through on his mass deportation promise, he has a very limited time to do all of this. And so by the time he gets the deportations cranked back up, if he ever does, then how the hell are we going to manage to have enough time and enough numbers to make any kind of an impact at all? He's more concerned with rounding up college students who question Israel than he is with rounding up invaders and drug-dealing, raping, murdering savages. And by the way, speaking of invaders and rapists and savages, what the hell is going on at the Darien Gap? and on this migrant caravan trail that runs through Central America, up and through Mexico, and straight to the American southern border? Yeah, we've heard very little about this since Biden left office, probably because Con Inc. Media doesn't want to talk about it anymore and risk making their guy look bad. Well, he does look bad. The entire situation looks bad. It's bad. For more discussion on this, we're going to talk to somebody who really knows what the hell is going on, probably more than anybody else, and how it relates to the continued invasion and occupation of our country, the United States. We're now joined internationally by Michael Yon. Michael, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me on, Stu. I'm near the Panama Canal now. Just got Laura Logan on the airplane this morning. Just had her out in the Darien Gap. I took her down into some of the main invasion camps. And then I showed her what's going on at the canal here with the Chinese. Really, they're still coming. The Chinese are still coming, regardless of what we may see in the news. But let's go back to the Darien Gap. The Darien Gap, I'm not surprised by any of this. In fact, if you look at my old reporting, I've been saying on and on and on. I am not seeing any indication at all of mass deportations. Zero. The Darien Gap, the architecture for the invasions from the United Nations, highest Norwegian refugee councils, Red Cross, so many more, Doctors Without Morals. It's all still there. I just had Laura Logan out there among it, right? And so all the, for instance, the highest office is still, there's still people in it. They were in it like 5 days ago when we were at it, right? So they're still manned down there. There's still a trickle coming through, not many. The invasion is down by about 99% here in the Darien, where I'm in Panama City now. It's just in the Darien. But the plumbing is still there. So we've seen it cut off before. For instance, during COVID, everything shut. Nobody came through the Darien Gap, right? Nobody. And I've seen camps closed before for months at a time. Nobody was coming through for months at a time. And then boom. Now, during the Biden time, about 1.4 million came through the Darien Gap. About 1.4 million just during the Biden time, steadily increasing all along. That's why I came down here with Misako Ganaha and Chuck Holton immediately when Biden was installed. Boom, straight to Darien Gap. We went to the U.S. border first at El Paso, then to the Darien Gap on the Colombian side, which was extremely dangerous. Then we came up to the Darien Gap on the Panamanian side, which was a lot less dangerous, and we had more access. And then we could see the flows, and we started monitoring the flows and monitoring the growth of the camps. Mayorkas came down there, as you well know, in April of 2021 or 22. Anyway, I waited for him for 4 days, landed right in front of me, landed with the commanding general of Southcom, Laura Richardson, and the ambassador to Panama, Aponte. Totally woke. They landed. They went inside San Vicente camp, which I call China camp, and brought more money and expanded the camps. Trump has done zero to dismantle these architectures. The United Nations, I just had Laura Logan out in their headquarters the other day. It's at former Fort Clayton. Those veterans of Panama know where I'm talking about. It's the old U.S. Army South headquarters. Now it's called the City of Knowledge, Ciudad del Saber, and that is where the U.N. has their headquarters, IOM, UNHCR, the whole clown show, more than 63, approximately 63 at this point. I think they've added a couple more. But there's about, let's say roughly 60 NGOs and IGOs, nonprofits, that are there in the City of Knowledge, occupying our old headquarters right next to the Panama Canal. Prime real estate to control the canal is now, China has an office there. The Confucius Institutes has an office there. The Florida State University has a campus there, and they're doing biological research there on vaccines. You got to come down here, Stu. I mean, the things that you'll see here at one-stop shopping, this is a global nexus of what's going on. If we look across the street from the City of Knowledge and look at the Panama Canal, they're building China Bridge, build Bridge 4 over the Panama Canal. We were just at it yesterday with Laura Logan. She went live there, and you can see that they're building China Bridge as we speak. The construction is ongoing. And so that, the bridge number 4, the Panamanians call it China Bridge because China's using the normal debt trap structure. You know what they do, Stu. You've talked about this before. So they're building this bridge, and it's going to land at the Hutchison-Whampoa port, which is what BlackRock is trying to buy. BlackRock is trying to buy two of the ports in the Panama Canal. Those are the two best ports of numerous in the Panama Canal. They're on either side of the canal.
Oh, yeah. They would have the ability to shut down two major shipping lanes.
More than that. The thing is China doesn't want to shut the canal. They want to, unless we go to war, in which case they could shut it from over the horizon. That would be simple.
Yeah, but if we don't go to war at the behest of Israel, BlackRock, who's headquartered on Rothschild's Boulevard in Tel Aviv, could shut that down. Larry Fink and his people schmoozed over the president, just like Larry Ellison did. So RFK Jr. is heading up Health and Human Services. And of course, we have Elon Musk, who's heading up DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, looking into all of the unnecessary spending. How about we look into spraying the skies with poison? How about we look into weather modification? Yeah, it's not a secret anymore. We've all seen them spraying the skies. You can go outside and see the perfectly crisscrossed patterns. This mysterious fog that appeared, you guys remember that? People were just getting sick all over the place. Bioweapons being sprayed in the sky. We've seen graphene oxide samples, and now deadly bacteria is found in this deadly fog. You're getting poisoned everywhere. And so, of course, the old playbook is make it impossible to get real treatments that actually help you and instead push you to Big Pharma, scare the hell out of you, and make you go get a deadly injection. No, not anymore. Remember ivermectin? It was hard to get to. Remember hydroxychloroquine? It was hard to get to. Doxycycline, dexamethasone, all of the things that actually treated people that were demonized by the murderous press. It's all available right here, right now, in the emergency kit that I've been telling you about. Get the ivermectin, get the hydroxychloroquine, the dexamethasone, get it all right here in this travel size case. It's ready to go. Guidebook for safe and easy use inside of this thing, putting urgent care right at your fingertips. Plus, it includes the immunity-boosting Z-Sac nutraceutical, giving your body the extra defense that it needs on the daily, whether it's a sudden bacterial infection or a bioweapon attack, maybe a respiratory illness or something more severe. The Z-Kit has you covered. The purchasing process is fully digital. All it takes, just fill out a quick little digital form. Within 1 to 2 weeks, your kit arrives at your front door just as mine did at mine. Don't let illnesses and bioweapons catch you off guard. Order your Z-Kit right now at the famous ZStackProtocol.com. Go to ZStackProtocol.com and then use code SPN to save up to $48 plus get free shipping. Up to $48 off plus free shipping for this. It was hard to get ivermectin. Remember, it probably will be again. Hydroxychloroquine, dexamethasone, doxycycline. All of these things are included right here, plus a guide for safe use. Go to ZStackProtocol.com and use the promo code SPN. $48 off plus free shipping. And because we're America first and America only, it's available to American residents only. ZStackProtocol.com.
Are you using your phone or is it using you? Rise above mass surveillance and discover a phone that protects your privacy and communications. Above Phone does everything your old phone does without tracking you, while giving you complete control over your phone and apps. We are better than big tech. It works with any cell service. No forced logins. No advertising or tracking. Download apps privately. Control your phone and its apps with secure hardware. Introducing Above Suite. Includes a VPN, private email and calendar, private chats, video calls, internet phone, and a search engine. Don't worry if you're new. Every phone includes a free 45-minute live call. You also get free email and chat support, free guides and video courses. You have the power.
Rise above with Above Phone.
AbovePhone.com.
Now, keep in mind, the Panama Canal is only one component of a global war, right? They're also going for the Suez Canal, the Bab el-Mandeb, Strait of Hormuz. There's a lot more going on than just the Panama Canal.
Yeah, but I mean, to the point about the Panama Canal, my point is that thousands of Americans lost their lives to create that marvel.
Actually, they didn't, but that's what Trump says. Trump says 38,000 died creating the canal, but I've got the report right here from 1913. If you chop off two zeros, you're approximately accurate. But if you chop off one zero, and that would be the total amount of people that died, chop off another zero, it was 300 and something Americans. I got the report to Congress right here that I bought. It's printed in 1913. But that's Trump. You know, I like to exaggerate. And we're not doing mass deportations. It's just not happening. If you're doing mass deportations, you wouldn't be using C-130s anyway. You would be using ships that go right up the Mississippi River and Miami and Jacksonville and San Francisco. You would be taking these ships up to Memphis at the passenger terminal there for the cruise.
It's a great idea, cruises, actually.
And putting them on ships.
I like the idea of up the Mississippi River. I'm a boat captain. I would captain one of those voyages.
You got it. And you could come right down the Mississippi River and take them to Venezuela, right? How many days is it from the mouth of the Mississippi to Venezuela? Two?
Well, it depends on what you're driving. It depends on what you're driving. But, you could get – look, all the stops along the way. I mean, what a central location in our country. You have these transports. You know, they say they don't have the resources. What do you say about that, the government saying they don't have the resources to facilitate these mass deportations? I know it's bull. But I would like for you to explain.
We got the resources to go attack Iran, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, of course. Yes. Come on. Yes. Yeah. The military-industrial complex will always go to work using the American war empire. Absolutely. And all of these people get rich, Michael. You know that. Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, Boeing, all of these people get rich. In the D.C. Beltway, you know, you have these war hawks like what's-her-name, mattress ladder climber, Nikki Haley, you know, and you've got the... bend over and sodomize me repeatedly, Raytheon, Lindsey Graham. These guys, you know, eye patch guy, Dan Crenshaw. These people are insanely for war. And they're all like Republicans, you know, the so-called conservatives. It's just disgusting how these people cheer on wars abroad and then try to act tough when they come back home, but can't even facilitate a town hall without shouting down their constituents and then ignoring their emails completely while they're in DC, the cesspool where your soul gets snatched up. They're parasites. They're trafficking kids. They're trafficking drugs. They're participating in murder and invasion and white replacement and genocide.
Yeah. You say white replacement, you're a racist. It's absolutely true though. Weapons of mass migration. Here it is. You know what I mean? This book came out in 1970. You can't read it. It's not focusing well. But they were writing books about this generations ago, right? I mean, it is white replacement. They say it. They write it in books. They say it on interviews. They say it on their websites.
It's also white genocide because these people are coming into our country and they're murdering our people. And it's also white genocide because when we go to war, who is it that's going to go fight and die? Well, they're going to gin up the hype of young, well-intended, good-hearted, patriotic, Christian white males to go and sign up to go, you know, kill the towel heads because Iran is the greatest threat that America has ever faced. You know, they're facilitating the greatest threat. And it's here on our soil in every state with weapons caches and with dirty bombs.
Yeah, as you can imagine, a lot of people like me are very proud that we served in the military. At the same time, I think about it every day. Would I join today knowing what I know? There's a high chance I would not, obviously, for obvious reasons.
Well, and, today, knowing what you and I know, the only right answer is no.
However, think this through. If we don't, here's the deal. It will be replaced. Our army will be manned by the people that just came over the border with our weapons.
That's possible.
That's very possible.
But also, it'll be manned by the robots that Elon Musk marches out. You know, robots that are smarter than you. They know absolutely everything. They're trained to kill. They don't miss. They hit their target every single time. They're faster than you. They never sleep, and their only job is to hunt.
Right, and they don't have to be the smartest things in the world. They just need to hunt and be aggressive and know enough, right? And
they never need to stop and eat. They don't need to physically train. They don't get injured. They don't get hurt. They don't slow down.
Those days are obviously coming. They're obviously coming. And, you know, the drones are already there. I mean, there's a huge drone war going on now between Russia and Ukraine.
And they're launching AI-guided weaponry. You know, the humans don't even have to control them. The AI apparatus tells them what to look for and then target and then obliterate and destroy.
Yeah, it's actually low-level technology compared to, I mean, that's actually, it used to be seem cutting edge, but now that's normal technology. To be able, I mean, they could put 10 million drones in the air, suddenly one day in America, and they're flying around hitting their targets. And you could be launching them from ships or from Texas, or the Chinese have been buying property all over the place. Not just the Chinese. Our own government clearly is predatory towards us. That's quite obvious. I mean, they're the ones who, and I see the Trump supporters, which is mostly my family and friends, are so happy that Trump's doing this border base along the southern border, along a large part of the southern border. I'm like, think it through. Think it through before you get all excited and get all, if you feel all excited about something, calm down, take a deep breath, think it through, get a good night's sleep. How could this be used against us? Let's just imagine that Trump is on our side, for the happy feelings you can get from that as you get killed. And but just imagine now he set conditions for this. Now he's not president. He's like a leaf on a tree in the autumn. He'll be gone soon. And one way or the other, he'll be gone soon. And then who's going to inherit those bases along the southern border? I mean, they're locking us in. They're not locking people out. They're not doing mass deportations. Look at the evidence. It's not happening. Stop sending money and support to people who aren't doing what they promised. Stop sending money. And they'll say, well, who are we going to vote for? Harris or Biden or whatever? That's the red pill, blue pill trick. Why would you take any pill from somebody who's clearly trying to poison you? Like, for instance, the whole measles thing. Don't take the death jab, but what about the measles jab? Hey, it's the same guy, right?
What about the MMR shot? Oh, are you talking about the one that's directly correlated to the spike in childhood autism for the last 4 decades?
Yeah, we're trying to murder, mass murder with this jab, but this one we're trying to solve the measles. We don't need measles vaccine. They used to make jokes about measles when I was a kid. They had measles parties. You know what I'm saying? Because your
Yeah,
mom
the
would send
chicken
you all the,
pox.
yeah, the chicken pox. I mean, if you had, and the bottom line is it's clearly a fraud. And it's clearly designed, a large part of it is to depopulate us, of course, because we're the biggest resistance that they have. There's various groups of globalists, of course. It's not just like one group of globalists. That's like going into the jungle in the Darien Gap and think there's one type of tree. You know what I mean? I mean, who runs the Darien Gap? Brett Weinstein asked me that when I brought him down, or he said, who runs the globalists, or who's running this? And I'm like, Brett, I mean, you did your PhD down here in the jungles in your biology world. Who runs the jungle? I mean, nope, I don't. God runs the jungle. I mean, and it's the same with these globalists. There's many globalists fighting each other. They reinforce on, for instance, the Chinese Communist Party clearly wants to invade the United States and Europe and Japan, and so does BlackRock. So BlackRock and the Chinese Communist Party both fight each other because there's a big Zionist versus CCP fight going on, but they're frenemies. They cooperate on other things. BlackRock clearly wants to keep the Darien Gap open. And is and he said that Larry Fink said it in a speech about what, a month ago, right? 3 weeks or a month ago. And CCP clearly wants to keep it open. They use the Darien Gap in Canada and Bahamas, student visas and all these different mechanisms to end up. We got Chinese joining the military. I mean, seriously, they don't have to defeat our military. Just join it. Just join it. What are you going to do if 10,000 Chinese show up at the recruitment station next week? So many Americans are so woke and worthless at this point. They're going to go, oh, you're racist if you don't let them in. And they can barely speak English, if anything at all. We've got people. One intel guy told me he was at some briefings, at embassy briefings at one point, and there's a Chinese guy working in the communications department with a top secret clearance, and nobody could understand what he's saying because his accent, his Mandarin to English accent, was so thick. People. Why does he have a top secret clearance? Why is he working in the communication center? You can't make up this stuff. That's where information war is the highest form of warfare. And what's the big grease and fuel of information war? Intoxicants. That's why you have clowns like Joe Rogan getting on there smoking dope with Elon Musk. Elon Musk, who told people to take the jab, right? This is supposed to be Mr. Ultra Science. I know everything in the world. I make tweezer rockets. I'm sending aliens to Mars, but I can't figure out not to take the jab, right? Masako Ganaha and I, we were in Germany at the same time multiple times. We went to Germany during the time when you're supposed to get the jab to go to Germany. Well, we didn't get it, right? But Elon Musk, to visit his multi-billion dollar gigafactory in Germany, he said that he had to get the jab to visit his gigafactory. Now, we were there at the same time, and we didn't take it, right? Now, Elon Musk, supposedly richest man in the world, with jets and rockets and submarines and whatever else he's got, and he couldn't manage. Listen, if I were Elon Musk, this is how it would roll. I have a gigafactory in Germany. I will be there on Monday. If you detain me at all, that gigafactory will be closed within minutes. It's like that. We will ring the bell, everybody leave. It'll be just like that. I will come visit my factory. If you don't let me visit it, that factory is closed, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, he's a fraud. Right? I mean, the guy's plays, a fraud.
Right?
Yeah.
What? And so
he's a fraud. He's a liar. He's an actor. They're all actors.
He's a condom.
These people are all actors. Everybody that you're talking about, you know, and at this point, Trump is just an actor too. He's playing a role. His strings are pulled. Our country is occupied. Our government is fake. It's all gay. It really is.
It's clearly a big kayfabe, right? It's a big show. Look at all these people. Biden isn't, or I'm sorry, Biden, Trump. What's the difference? Look
there
at all the people that Trump has installed, right? He's installed what? It's a movie set, you know?
Yeah.
Big, pretty girls and handsome guys that can do push-ups and stuff. We need people
they all passed the Israeli loyalty test. They all, they had to, because that's what Howard Lutnick set up. Anyway, where can people find more of your fantastic work? All over the world, really, but currently in the Darien Gap, where can people come find you?
Substack, but keep in mind, only about, you know, less than 5% of the people want to read 24-karat truth as I can find it, because most people obviously are going to side with Trump or Biden or some crap like that. I'm just American, right? Substack, Michael Yon, my last name is Yon, Yankee Oscar November, just took Laura Logan down into the Darien Gap. She's probably on the airplane now about to land. Back into the United States, you're going to see some amazing stuff. Just yesterday, she did a live stream on the Panama Canal right beside the China Bridge as they were building it. Let me say one more thing, and I know you got to go.
I got to get out of here.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, let's come back
go
on
ahead.
Soon.
Go ahead. Say one more thing. I got 40 seconds.
Okay, so China has all these dragons all over the place, right? If it has five claws, it means they're claiming that as a possession, right? The dragon monuments right beside the Panama Canal, right beside the new China Bridge, right beside the port that they run, is five claws. I just showed that to Laura yesterday. It was Masako Ganaha that taught me that some years ago.
Yeah, she's actually said that on this program before. I never knew about that before, but it definitely is interesting. Go find him on Substack, Michael Yon. Yankee Oscar November. Oh, he's a good guy. That guy is, if anybody's committed to being somewhere, I would like to ask that guy sometime where all of the funding comes from. I think he told me that at one point, but I mean, that cannot be cheap. I mean, that guy is all over the world. He's been in Japan, down in the Darien Gap. I mean, he's constantly on the front lines of this physical invasion that we're facing here. We got to right the ship. That means mass deportations have to happen. I like the idea of the Mississippi boat tour. Let's explore that.
AirWaterHealing.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems. Whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet or vaccinated neighbors, mRNA spike protein shedding, AirWaterHealing.com has solutions for every scenario at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7. So now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's airwaterhealing.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to airwaterhealing.com.
I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide.
Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about, Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com.